Sam, after a couple of losses, how keen are you to regain so momentum?
Yeah, it'd be good to get out there. It's always a big game against Collingwood, and the boys are really looking forward to get out in front of the Carlton fans at the G. It's always a massive game against a traditional rival, so we're all pumped and ready to go.
This week, how much do you look back at that Round 7 win and work out what you did right there?
A little bit. You'd be mad not to have a look back at about how we beat them last time, but obviously they're a different team to what they were back then. They put in some consistent footy over the last sort of month and a half, and their win last week was pretty impressive. So we've obviously looked back and had a look at what's worked, but we've also had to modify that a bit.
It was a fairly aggressive mindset, wasn't it, Round 7?
Yeah, it was. But it's been our mindset for the whole year. We just wanted to bring pressure, intensity, and play to our system, and that's what we did in Round 7, and we've just got to bring that again, and we should be going a strong way to winning the game.
Sam, mindful of Wednesday, what are the prospects of Jack Silvani possibly debuting? It's pretty romantic against Collingwood.
Yeah, it would be, but he's put in some consistent footy in the VFL. He's been in the squad for a few weeks now, but the coaches make that decision today, and when the team's announced tomorrow, we'll find out.
How's Murph travelling? He seems to be taking a little while to get over that ankle.
Yeah, it's taken a while, but he'll be a few weeks, I reckon. He's tracking well. He's feeling better as the weeks go on, but still a couple of weeks off.
Your own form this year, what have you put that down to? You really seem to have taken your game to the next level.
This is my first full pre-season that I've been able to track the whole way through and get the running required to be in the AFL. I've been able to do that for a consistent period of pre-season. That really set me up for a good year this year. Obviously, a change in coach was a bit of a refresh, and the whole club, it's been a different way, a different approach to what I've had in the past, and it's been really good for me.
I guess, Sam, this year you guys have exceeded expectations at least so far. Is there a conscious attitude in the group, as Brendan and Chris are on you guys now, well, it sort of all amounts to nothing if you trail off? You've actually got to keep surging forward?
No, we come from where we were last year. We don't really have any right to look further than this week. I think that's been the message for the whole year coming out of the club, is from where we've come from to where we are now, we can only look at each opposition coming each week, and that's important for us as a group to make sure we're very meticulous in the way that we approach Collingwood.
How sweet would it be to get the clean sweep over
the old enemy? It always is. You always look at these games, and they're big games for the club and for us as a group, so it'd be great to get another win.
Just your role this year, I mean, have you been sort of freed up a bit, or have you been given a bit of a different role as to years past?
No, not specifically. I just play my part in our system, and that happens to put me in some good spots, and I've been able to get a bit of the ball, which has been good, but more importantly, I've been able to contribute to the team's performance.
And what sort of a challenge is the Pies forward line as it stands? I mean, might have Travenant, it might not. How do you plan for that?
You plan for both. It is a bit of a mystery whether he plays or whether they go for a different mix-up. So we've just got to plan for all outcomes and plan for everyone that could possibly play. And then as it gets closer, we'll really nut down to who's playing and how we can defeat them.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Cheers. Thanks.